Lesson 9.4, page 72, exercise 2A.
With us today, we have Vince Olivero, who trains monkeys to help disabled people in their homes. Vince, we've talked about how you train the monkeys and how they've helped people. Now I'd like to take some calls from our listeners. First, we have Carla, who's calling from her car.
Thank you for taking my call. My question concerns animal rights. My question really is this. Is helping humans good for monkeys too?
First, let me say, Carla, that I appreciate your concern. I have a very strong connection to the monkeys I've trained and want them to have good lives.
I understand that, but your monkeys don't have normal lives. I mean, first of all, aren't they taken from their mothers at a very young age?
Our monkeys don't come from the wild. They're born on a kind of farm. They live in private homes for 8 to 12 years before they begin their training.
But they're not like dogs who have developed one-on-one relationships with humans over a very long time.
That's true. The monkeys I train are not pets. They are service animals.
But they live a completely different life from how monkeys are supposed to live. Their lives are not normal, are they? I think it's wrong that we humans put our needs first over the needs of other animals.
I understand that there are people, like Carla, who have strong feelings about the work my organization does. I only ask that they also think about the difficult lives of the people we're trying to help. These people have day-to-day challenges that most of us never think about. Our monkeys give the people a quality of life they wouldn't have without service animals. And the monkeys get a lot of kindness in return.
Thank you, Carla, for starting that interesting discussion. And now to Spencer and San Mateo.